This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. This is your boy Sam here in London, UK, about to break down game 21 of the Toronto Raptors 2014-2015 NBA season. Why am I doing that? Because I live in London and I have NBA League Pass, so I check out these games the day after they're played. And then I break it down, because there's not a lot of people to talk Toronto Raptors basketball with out here. I'm going to talk with the world. How about that? So the Raptors, 15-5 on the season thus far, continuing to lead the Eastern Conference. I'm still not used to saying that. I know it's been nearly 2 months now that the Raptors have been in this position, but it's just hard to even fathom saying it, so I'm not going to dwell on it too much. But the Raptors are in first in the Eastern Conference, and we're taking on the Denver Nuggets, who are 9-11. But they're a Western Conference team, so being under 500 is not necessarily indicative of a sub-500 team in the NBA, so to speak. But good news for the Raptors, terrible news for the Nuggets. The Nuggets are without three key players, most notably Kenneth the Manimal Fareed. That guy is just a problem on both ends. He's crazy defensively. He's good offensive player. You don't have to run any plays for him. He was on Team USA this summer, and he was just wrecking shop. So I'm not going to miss not seeing him tonight against the Raptors, that's for sure. And they're also without JaVale McGee, who's another guy who can do a lot of damage, one of the biggest and most athletic guys in the league. And Nate Robinson, who's one of the smallest and most athletic guys in the league. And he's usually trouble coming off the bench as well. So, bit of a break for the Raptors. The Raptors, though, certainly not at full strength. As you all know, got no DeMar DeRozan for, what is this, the fifth straight game now? Looking at least another 2 to 3 weeks, and then they're going to reevaluate. So I don't even know if that's scheduled for him to come back or not. But the Raptors so far 2-2, coming off a loss to the Cavaliers. Don't want to dwell on that one either. That was kind of painful. Cavaliers just kind of beat us, though. Not a lot to talk about there. And in fact, we got the Cavaliers next game tonight, so we'll be talking plenty of Cavs basketball tomorrow. And a little bit after this podcast, because the Cavs had a game last night. There's a couple of interesting moments. Alright, so into this ball game we go. The Raptors at the ACC hosting the Nuggets. First quarter. I'm going to jump right to the midpoint of the first quarter. Because there was, if you're a Nuggets fan, a great sequence. As a Raptor fan, this was tough to watch. Almost exactly 30 seconds apart. Alright, 6:45 mark, 6:15 mark, and then the 5:43 mark. Wilson Chandler with back-to-back-to-back three balls, all from the exact same spot, camped out in the left corner. I mean, geez, how often does that happen? I mean, it's rare enough that someone hits back-to-back-to-back threes, let alone from the exact same spot. That one kind of hurt. And it wasn't really, the Raptors were switching on defense, so I can't really blame it on one guy. And Chandler, you know, he got hot from the spot, so that happens in the NBA. And with those three balls, the Nuggets had a two-point lead, 19-17. Lowry and Lawson, so Kyle Lowry and Ty Lawson, two very quick and entertaining point guards, kind of go at it for the next few minutes. Lowry with a couple of jumpers and a couple of free throws, and Lawson with a sweet driving layup and a three ball. So Nuggets kind of hanging with the Raptors. And then JV, Jonas Valanciunas, who I expected to have a big game considering the Nuggets' bigs, their really good bigs, are gone. They still have Timofey Mozgov, who's definitely had some highlights on the Raptors and around the league. So, but I think, you know, I think JV should be a good matchup for Mozgov. I don't think Mozgov should be able to school him any more than the other, vice versa. So I thought he's going to have a good chance out there to be the big guy. And I think he realized it too. So let's get some JV highlights. 4 minute mark. Gets a little bounce pass in the paint. Goes to his patented post up move. Spin to his right. Hit a little baby hook. 30 seconds later, Amir Johnson gets a pass in the high post. bobbles the pass, but he's able to gather himself, use the poise that he is blessed with. I don't know, maybe from being such a young guy in the league for so long, Amir Johnson's just so calm out there. And he grabs that ball. Even in traffic, he's able to survey the scene and drop a gorgeous bounce pass to Jonas, waiting underneath the left side of the rim, and he just goes up and hammers it down for a second straight bucket. Just under a minute later, at the 2:39 mark, Patrick Patterson finds Jonas Valanciunas camped out down low just as the shot clock is expiring, and he goes up quickly and hammer dunks it. 5:31 mark, Jonas showing a great hustle here, so not just on the offensive end, but on the defensive end, sweeping in with the defensive board that was well contested. Then he hustles down on offense, sets a wall-like screen for Lou Williams. All he had to do was take one dribble to his left, and his man got crushed into a Lithuanian wall. And then he just pulls up from 18 feet and drains it. So end of the first quarter, Raptors up 5, 35-30. And everyone doing their job. Everyone got some buckets out there. Everyone played a little bit of defense. Jonas was the big standout for me in that quarter by far. So second quarter we go. And Sweet Lou, who I mentioned hit that jumper at the 53-second mark, that's his MO. He comes in late in the quarter, and he'll pretty much always get a bucket if he's in for 2 or 3 minutes. And then the second quarter, he does not waste any time. 9:25 mark, and then the next Raptor possession at the 9-minute mark. Lou Williams draining threes from the right wing and then the left wing. And with that, the Raptor lead has ballooned from 5 to 15. 47-32, looking like a Raptor runaway. 7:56 mark. James Johnson gets the defensive rebound. He takes it down. Doesn't look like he has any intention of going all the way. He's waiting for his teammates. But then he realizes the Nuggets are slow and sinking back. He's isolated with Aaron Aflalo. And he just makes a couple of sweet little pivot moves and then elevates towards the basket. And all of a sudden, he's just all alone. He can get so high. Flat-footed. He was almost at head height, and he just reaches out and lays it in off glass softly. And he wasn't done. 6:44 mark. So just over a minute later, James Johnson, another coast-to-coast drive, takes it all the way into the paint, and he's able to just use his strength to get the defenders to push back a little bit, and he just hangs in the air and waits for them to float away, and then he puts up a soft little floater. I remember James Johnson, his first stint with the Raptors, he would get himself in those positions, but then he would tend to miss it a little bit wildly. I think now he's a little bit more used to getting into that position, and he can take a little bit more time to concentrate on making the shot. You know, when you try to learn something and you take it in stages, and each step you get along, and you can't believe you made it to that next step, and then after a while you expect to get to that next step, and you can start concentrating on the one after that. It looks like James Johnson has gotten to that point in several of his moves, at least on the offensive end. He's got that Euro step, and he's also got this sort of head-down drive into the middle, and then just pull up from 2-3 feet, push it in. Like seeing it. Alright, so let's fast forward 3 minutes to the 3:41 mark, and we're going to talk about my boy, Patrick Patterson. You're going to hear a lot about him in this game. Patrick Patterson in the left corner, nailing a three ball out of a Raptor timeout. And it was a timely one because the Nuggets, who were down by 17, had cut the lead to 11. So Patrick Patterson steps up, drains the three, lead back to 14. But the Nuggets, they were still hot from deep. I mean, the only reason they were in this ballgame, they were draining three balls left and right. Aaron Aflalo especially had the hot hand. But the Raptors with a 14-point lead still. 2:55 mark, Jonas Valanciunas continuing to run things on the glass. He gets the Raptors' second offensive rebound of the possession, then he goes right back up with it and lays it in. That gave him 12 points and 7 rebounds in the half. That's what I'm talking about, JV. Well on his way to a double-double. The Nuggets, though, battle back and are able to cut the lead down to 10, 62-52. And it would have been cut down to 8, but Jonas, using that big body, able to come up with a block on Darrell Arthur at point-blank range as he was about to lay it in at the buzzer. So saving 2 points for the Raptors there. And the lead is 10 going into half, 62-52. Third quarter we go, and Jonas does not slow down. The break at halftime only seemed to fuel his fire, and he was going off. 10:59 mark, Jonas blocks Timofey Mozgov on the drive, Ty Lawson scoops it up, and then Kyle Lowry blocks him from behind. So Raptors get 2 blocks in 5 seconds. They hustle down the other way, Jonas setting a series of screens for Grevas, so showing not only the size, but the light footwork to dance around, set some nice screens. Grevas then, able to find Patrick Patterson, who's camped out on the right wing, he drains the 3-ball. Patrick Patterson, I'll tell you, that guy's 3-point shooting has just been lights out. More to come on him. So Aaron Aflalo, though, who also had a great game, he answered that with a 3-ball. Even though on that possession, Jonas was continuing to do work and had a block on J.J. Hickson. That same possession, unfortunately, the Nuggets were able to recover and Aflalo drained that 3-ball. And then the 9:21 mark, Jonas grabbing his 10th rebound of the ball game. Double-double. Double-double in about, what, 27 minutes of game time? In which he probably only played 15 or 17. Jonas. 9:08 mark. T. Ross, who had his moments in this game as well, he hits a lovely crossover step back jumper from about 20 feet. Raptor lead 14, 69-55. And then 8:21 mark. Jonas Valanciunas sweeping through the lane, putting his head down and just barreling through people, and then finishing with the sweeping righty hook shot. He was just in a zone. 7:43 mark, Patrick Patterson blocking Timofey Mozgov on a dunk attempt. And man, I don't know what was going on, but nobody seemed to notice. I mean, this was at home. Timofey Mozgov gets a pass. He's one-on-one with Patrick Patterson. And Mozgov's a big guy, and he's had some monster throwdowns. He's been dunked on nastily a couple of times as well. But that's just because he gets in the mix. This guy, I'm a fan of Mozgov. And he goes up and he tries to hammer dunk one down on Patrick Patterson. And Patterson goes up, challenges him with two hands, gets his left hand on it for the block. With the crowd, pretty much no reaction. And Matt Devlin and Jack Armstrong are chatting about Will and Kate being at the Brooklyn-Cleveland game. Which was a huge deal, by the way. I mean, coming from someone over here in England, I can't believe what a big deal it was that Will and Kate went to that basketball game. I'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of this ball game when I'm kind of recapping the Around the League stuff. But yeah, great play by Patrick Patterson. Not getting any love. I jumped out of my seat on that because it looked like a throwdown. And it was a clean block. Didn't even get much of a replay on it. Anyways. 6:40 mark. Kyle Lowry. Beautiful play here. The Raptors seem to be getting one of these a game, either from Lowry or Vasquez. Dribble drive, in traffic, and then just little underhand scoop, alley-oop pass. Jonas is there waiting, and he catches it and just murders the finish with two hands. Raptors up 13, 73-60. Feeling like the Raptors about to step on the necks of the Nuggets and put this ballgame away. However, this is the NBA, and even without their stars, these are professional basketball players, and the Nuggets were not done. So they come right back, they score the next 7 points, making it 73-67, so only a 6-point ballgame. Patrick Patterson ending a little Raptor drought with, guess what, left wing, 3-ball at the 4:14 mark. Then at the 3:34 mark, so 40 seconds later, Patrick Patterson draining a short jumper off the screen and roll. I mean, dude came to play. Ty Lawson, though, also came to play, and on the Nuggets possession, after the Patterson jumper, he comes back and drains a triple. 3:19 mark. So lead just at 6, 78-72. And then a tough sequence for the Raptors here. 2:41 mark, Lowry driving to the right. Gets right to the rim all alone, but just rims out the layup. Can't quite get it to drop. Nuggets push the other way. Get it to Timofey Mozgov. He goes in for the layup and one. So gets the 2 points, makes the free throw. Raptor lead down to 3, 78-75. And then the 2:04 mark, Aaron Aflalo draining a deep jumper. Lead down to 1, 78-77. So a 17-5 run for the Magic in the last 4 minutes. Yikes. Suddenly we've got a new ball game. 1:33 mark, Patrick Patterson. You think it's a 3-ball, but no. A putback throwdown. I can't remember who the miss was off, but Patrick Patterson flying in for the rebound, offensive board. And he actually rattled it. He didn't quite get it to go down. It hit the back rim, front rim, up in the air, and then dropped. But I'm still going to count that as a dunk. Attaboy, Patrick Patterson. And then Grevis Vasquez. Yeah, he's getting a mention in this podcast. Vasquez draining a 20-footer off the dribble with 1 minute remaining. Raptors up five. Unfortunately, Timofey Mozgov and Darrell Arthur on the final two Nuggets possessions of the quarter, both with offensive rebounds and putbacks. And the lead down to one going into the fourth, 82-81 Raptors. And the lead was not to last for long. The 10-10 mark, Darrell Arthur with the short jumper gives the Nuggets the lead at 86-84. Yikes. So a minute later, 8:57 mark, Raptors are now down four. Kyle Lowry, excellent work, dribbling into the paint, drawing defenders, drops it off to Jonas. He finishes and gets the foul. Unfortunately, Jonas misses the free throw, which is unexpected from him. He's such a great free throw shooter for a big man. I'm going to give him a pass on this one. Jonas usually doesn't disappoint, so he misses the free throw. Nuggets up to 88-86. And then Jonas, making up for the missed free throw on the Nuggets possession, Timofey Mozgov, point blank range, going for the layup. JV is there for the block. Nullifies that shot. Raptors break the other way. Unfortunately, Lowry traveling on the possession to turn the ball back over. So what happens? The Nuggets break back the other way. They get all the way to the rim. Wilson Chandler. Jonas Valanciunas is there for the swat. Big man protecting the paint. I think that was his fourth or fifth block on the night. You don't see that often from JV, and I think you might start seeing a little bit more of it now. Seem to be figuring out the timing a little bit better. For JV. Minute and a half later, 6:16 mark. Kyle Lowry from the left side with just a gorgeous spin move. He's just dribbling down the left wing, spins to his left. He's wide open, and then throws a high one off glass because he didn't spin that close to the rim. Finishes with a scoop shot high off glass over a couple of bigs. Absolutely beautiful shot. I mean, I hit one of those the other day, unguarded, just fun. Just me playing on my own, and it felt fantastic with the left hand. Imagine what that would feel like doing that over an NBA big man. Oh boy, Lowry. Just under a minute after that, the 5:19 mark, T. Ross. Dribble drive, and he decides he's going to have a little spin move of his own. He loses his defender, gets into the paint, and hits a short jumper off glass. Cuts the Nugget lead down to one, 92-91. 4 minute mark. The Nuggets, after getting four, count them, four offensive rebounds in the same possession, finally work the ball to Ty Lawson, who finishes with a layup. And with that layup, the Nugget lead is five. With 4 minutes to play. Starting to get a little scared now. That was our largest lead of the ball game. But never fear. Because we've got our main man, P. Patrick Patterson. P-Dub. The Raptors P-Dub. You have to come up with a nickname for Patrick Patterson. 2:20 mark. In the right corner. Ball finds his hands. He rises up, draining the set shot three ball. Cutting the lead down to two, 98-96 Nuggets. 2 minute mark, Darrell Arthur though. He had the clutchness. He drained a 20-footer. Lead back to four, 196. Spoiler alert, I guess, because the next 30 seconds, 155 mark and the 124 mark, both Kyle Lowry and Amir Johnson draw free throws. Lowry makes them both. Amir with a chance to tie it. Misses the second. So the score is 199, 124 to play. 105 mark, Darrell Arthur, who was running things, winds up traveling on the play. Raptors go back the other way, and Amir Johnson tries a difficult bounce pass to Patrick Patterson, who was cutting left baseline, and it goes through his legs or kind of at his feet. I don't know if it was directly through his legs, but either way, it was a turnover. So Raptors wind up coughing it up there. So Amir, a tough couple of moments. And then the Nuggets come back the other way. And Aaron Aflalo, who's also had some big moments in this league, hits a step back jumper. Lead is up to 3, 102-99. So Raptors with the ball. 45 seconds remaining. Kyle Lowry surveying. He dribble drives from the left side, gets all the way into the paint underneath the basket, then snaps out a pass to Patrick Patterson, who's all alone straight away, puts up the three ball. Nothing but the bottom. Patrick Patterson drains it. Game is tied at 102 with 28.3 seconds remaining. Nuggets with the ball. They come the other way. Raptors play great defense. Nuggets play poor offense. And they wind up with a shot clock violation. They barely even got the ball past the three-point line, just swinging it around, and did not come close to getting the shot off. Unbelievable. So the Raptors call timeout. Just over about 3.5 seconds to go. They got a chance to win it. Inbounds to Kyle Lowry, who winds up taking about a 28, 29-foot left-wing three-ball. And he was about a foot long on that shot. So we're going to OT. And obviously, don't really have to explain that the Raptors probably would have liked to get a better shot out of the timeout for the game winner, especially with the score tied. Maybe a super deep three isn't the shot you needed. But there's only 3.5 seconds left, so there's really only so much you can do, I guess. But I thought the coaches might have drawn up a better play than that. And I was kind of feeling like if the Raptors were to lose this ball game, you could kind of blame it on the coaches for not coming up with a better play out of the timeout there. All right, so we're on to overtime. Raptors have yet to win an overtime game at home. 4:08 mark, Wilson Chandler from the left wing, draining a three ball. Yeah, you remember him from the first quarter? He's back. He drains a left wing three, and that absolutely woke up the Raptors. Check it. 3:41 mark, T. Ross, the boss, answering the Chandler three with his first three ball of the night. He was 0 of 7 from 3 at that point. T. Ross with the clutchness ties the ball game up. 20 seconds later, Sweet Lou Williams moving his feet, drawing a charge on Ty Lawson, who was trying to penetrate to the left side. And then 11 seconds later, Lou Williams blowing by the entire Nugget team in the half court, gets all the way to the rim for the layup. The Raptors up 2. And the Raptors looking to push. Lou Williams, next possession, throws it away. He was looking for, I believe, Patterson cutting baseline. And a tough pass that couldn't be handled. That goes out of bounds. Nuggets, though, do not wind up scoring on the possession. And then the 2:10 mark. Kyle Lowry and Amir Johnson running the high screen and roll to perfection. Amir sets the screen, rolls to the basket. Lowry drifts to the left wing, drops a perfect pass down to Amir in front of the rim, and he just goes up for the open layup. Raptors up 4, 109-105. And then the 54-second mark, Sweet Lou Williams. Right wing, fading to his left as he loves it. Puts up the three ball, big rainbow arc, nothing but the bottom of the net. And the Raptors are up 7, 112-105. That's a 10-0 run they close on. The Nuggets wind up getting one more bucket. Final score, 112-107. Toronto Raptors come away with the victory in this ball game. Woo! Said that all in one breath, it feels like. What a game. So Raptors improving to 16-5 on the season. Let's hit up the box score and see how it went down, shall we? First off, you got the Nuggets. A couple of standouts. Aaron Aflalo, 9 of 14, and Ty Lawson, 8 of 19 for 25 and 22 points, respectively. And Lawson had 12 assists. So a good ball game from them. And then Mozgov was 7 of 14, 15 points, 12 rebounds. Good ball game from him as well. They did not get much out of Wilson Chandler, though. Check this, 7 of 21, and he was 4 of 11 from 3. So after starting 3 of 3, yikes. That's a tough little drop-off for him. Still wind up with 18 points. But on to the Raptors' box score, looking very balanced. T. Ross, 7 of 15 for 16 points. Jonas Valanciunas with a great ball game, 8 of 11 for 18 points. Also had 12 rebounds. Kyle Lowry shooting the ball terribly at 3 of 13, but he had 13 assists and also made 7 of 8 free throws. So he wound up with 13 points. Amir Johnson, 3 of 3, just doing his thing. A few rebounds, got an assist and a steal in there. Oh, and JV, by the way, he finished with 4 blocks. What a boy, Jonas. That's what I'm talking about. And then the man of the night, the hero of this ballgame, as far as I'm concerned, was our boy Patrick Patterson. 7 of 11 from the field, 5 of 7 from 3. The Raptors were 9 of 33 from 3-point land. Patrick Patterson, 5 of 7. Saving us there, and also came up with 8 rebounds. He had 19 points. And then Lou Williams off the bench. God, these numbers just really add up. 26 points. 9 of 10 from the free throw line, 7 of 16 from the field. Gee, I mean, he was 3 of 10 from 3-point land, so it didn't seem like he was that hot. But still getting 26 points. I mean, what a pickup he was to get Lou Williams. I mean, it's, you know, I realize that this is why the Raptors are winning ball games. There's next to no drop-off between our starters and our bench. It is a tiny margin. We've got a really solid bench. I mean, you look at James Johnson, Patrick Patterson, Lou Williams. Big fan of those three. Grevis Vasquez. I guess Vasquez is starting now, but I mean, we just got a really strong one. Chuck Hayes is in there. He gives us good minutes. Hansborough, who hasn't made a big impact yet this season, but he's given us good minutes in the past. Jeez. What a squad. The Raptors, 16-5, continuing to lead the Eastern Conference, but not by much. Not by much. Cleveland Cavaliers beating Brooklyn easily last night, 110-88. But that apparently wasn't the big news of that night. The big news was that Will and Kate were at the game, and everyone was super-duper excited to see Will and Kate. So, congrats. They had some courtside seats, and yeah, they got to see LeBron play a fairly average game. I think he had like 18 points and 6 or 7 assists or something. But Cleveland, though, aside from LeBron not putting up the numbers he usually does, they are winning ball games right now. They've won 7 in a row, and they're at 12-7. So 4 victories and 2 losses behind the Raptors right now. Catching up, just 3 games back. And then you've got the Atlanta Hawks, who've won 7 in a row. They're at 14-6, so right behind the Raptors. And then the Washington Wizards, who also won last night, are at 14-6. And let me talk for a second about that Washington Wizards ball game. Check it out. Do yourself a favor. Read the background. Check out the highlights. If you're listening to this podcast, I guarantee you will find this interesting. John Wall, former number one overall pick, John Wall, who's an excellent basketball player. I guess through his community outreach work, he met this young girl, 5 or 6 year old girl, who sadly has leukemia, and yesterday, the day of the game, she passed away. She lost her battle with leukemia at 6 years old. And so John Wall was, you know, I think a lot of athletes had these type of interactions with players, but maybe not to the depth that he did. I think he was very, very close with this young girl and considered her a friend. And he dedicated the game to her. And this ball game, the Wizards were actually destroying. They're playing the Celtics. That's right. They're just playing the Celtics. And the Wizards are up by 23 in the third quarter. But the Celtics come back, outplay them by 34 points to 18 points in the fourth quarter, force overtime. This game winds up going to double overtime. All right, Evan Turner, a couple of guys made some big shots. And then the Wizards, in the final minute, are down 2, 132 to 130. And what happens? John Wall flying in from left to right, hits the incredibly difficult reverse layup and 1. And of course he drains the free throw. And those wind up being the deciding points in the ball game. Wizards win, 133-132. If you don't have a lump in your throat from that story, you don't get a little bit of goosebumps. I mean, come on, man. He had the girl's initials written on his shoes. He's donating all his gear to the family after the game. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it right now. So props to John Wall. Shout out to a classy NBA player, classy human being. You know, I don't know much about him aside from what I read, but. And then the post-game interview, he just broke down. He can only talk about it for about a minute before they had to cut the interview because he was cut up, you know. Must be an incredibly emotional experience for him. I mean, it was for me. So big props to him. And by the way, not only did he have the winning basket, he finished with 26 points, 7 rebounds, and 17 assists. A career-high 17 assists. Big props to John Wall. All right, well, that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. Tonight, we have got the rematch with the Cleveland Cavaliers from 4 days ago. Cleveland took the Raptors out. They were on the second end of a back-to-back, and I thought that they were going to be rested for this game, but no, they actually played last night as well in Brooklyn. So both teams on the second end of back-to-back. So the Raptors, you know, even though Cleveland has been on fire, we got a chance in this ballgame. We got a chance in this ballgame. So I'm optimistic. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a big battle. But I'm hoping that the Raptors can pull this one out and stay alone atop the Eastern Conference as they are right now. All right, so thanks for checking out this Raptors Abroad podcast. I'm your boy, Sam, and I will be hollering at you tomorrow. Peace. Peace.